Hello? I am. Hi, this is Jill.
Hello.
Hi, hold on. Hi, it's Jill. What ad I have on my website?
Hello, this is Andy and Michelle at IU.
Wendy is at in New Mexico. Phil's on his way.
Might be just us so far, Wendy.
Okay, how are you doing, Andy?
Doing good. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Said, I'm sorry, I was having trouble pressing the buttons or something.
That could happen to anybody, you know.
But no, things happen to me all the time. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Who do we have on here?
Hi, Sarah's here.
All right, let me go through the list. Michael? Andy?
I'm here.
Andy Hull? Christina? Oh, she's not going to be on. Claire? Craig? Elizabeth Moore? Elizabeth Sal?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jennifer Thomas? Ben Jones? Phil May?
Here.
Hey. Sarah's here. Tatiana. Wendy.
I'm here.
Faye. Lynn Espy. Lori Fowden.
Here.
Ken Warren. Susan Meyer.
I'm here.
Hey. Well, we got a few more people yet, but who said they were going to be on, but who aren't here yet. So, everybody geared up for our January meeting? Everybody excited about it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Washington, D.C. in January?
Washington.
Woohoo!
D.C. in January.
Do you want us to pray for snow or not?
No.
No. Warm weather.
Last time we were there, it was freezing. No, it's...
No, the last time we were there was May. It wasn't that cold.
Oh, I mean, the time in the winter I was there and I was freezing, it was brutal cold. You had snow the other day there, didn't you?
Yes, I was just going to say we have snow on the ground right now.
Oh. And who was that who just joined us?
Tatiana.
Hey, Tatiana. How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you? I'm looking at snow. I bet you aren't.
Nope. I'm looking at my closed curtains. It's raining here today, though. So. And who is that?
Bill Barnett.
Hi, Bill.
How are you?
Welcome to the group.
Thank you.
We're still waiting for one or two people here.
Okay.
Tatiana, do you know if Elizabeth's joining us?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't coordinate with her.
All right.
I don't know.
So she said she was. Hello? Who's that?
Hey, Ed, it's Michael. How are you?
All right. Today, you?
Good. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're waiting for Jennifer, Claire and Elizabeth Moore, who said they were going to be on, who are not here. And I'll just go through who I have. Hello, hello?
Hello.
Hi,
Hello? Hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And who else joined us?
Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
Andy.
Andy, I hope everything is okay. I don't know how many of you know, but I think Andy's suffered in the fire, the wildfire here.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah,
we're on the ride.
So, Andy, are you doing okay?
Doing okay. We're going to rebuild the house, and so we're starting to get things back together a little bit.
Okay, well.
We're very sorry to hear that.
Well, thank you.
All right, well, we can get going. And, again, this is primarily informational in nature, this call. The clinical meeting is going to be January 17th and 18th. It's going to be at the Hilton in Rockville, close to the NIAAA building where the actual meeting will take place. Arrange your own travel except for the Science Advisory Board. And, Michael, you and I have already dealt with yours.
Yes, thank you.
Have any questions or concerns, please contact Jill, who's also on the phone call today. And she'll be able to help you out. I plan to, that the meeting will end by 3 o'clock on Friday, that when making flights out. And it's out in Rockville, so metro to Reagan. The Scientific Advisory Board has been mailed out disc with the grants and summary statements on them, so they should be receiving those today or Monday. Let's see. Remember that progress reports are due on the 24th. So that we can get them together prior to the meeting and deliver them to the Science Advisory Board and to the NIAAA staff and the investigators. We'd also like any updates you have on publications from Jennifer. Jen, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I sent out an email. Everyone should have received it. Well, what I'd like to do is, if you go to the website, we have several papers that were submitted and should we should have knowledge that they're accepted, have been accepted. So if you can just email those to me, that would be great. And if you've submitted or have any other papers accepted, that'd be good too. I did get one from Elizabeth, so but that's the only one I've received from the group so far.
For the January meeting, if you have specific items that you'd like added onto the agenda, please let me know as soon as possible so that we can take care of that. And Ken Jones, are you on by any chance? Tatiana, I'm wondering if you could get together with Ken and maybe at this meeting try to do those measurements that you've never been able to get done.
Corner them in a room, we can try. We can bring everything ready to do that.
I think it would be a good idea to, because
okay.
I think that doing the 3D, or not the 3D, but the 3D camera versus the, and the dysmorphology comparing them is really a critical question. And I think the only way we're going to get it done is if we just bend down and say, do it.
Okay, we'll bring it.
All righty. I would also like to congratulate Michael Charnas, who got a paper accepted to Proceedings of the National Academy of Science from work done at PFAS. And I think that's a real coup. And so congratulations, Michael and Keith.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Sarah put together a neurobehavioral training course for the PIs and their staff, and that just ended here on Wednesday, I guess, or yesterday. And I think that went very well. So, Sarah, you want to make any comments about that?
No, nothing really. We had the New Mexico and Los Angeles folks here, and we Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It was great. I think they there were some questions that came up that need to be addressed, I think, but I think it was great. It was a good experience for everybody. We have our second training right before the next PI meeting, and then we're good to go.
I should have mentioned when I talked about the progress reports that are due on the 24th. I know some of the projects are relatively new, and so it's kind of where you're going. But for the other PIs who have continued on, last progress report that we submitted officially as part of the CFAS and not part of the grant application process was back in January of 06. So if you could update us and then tell us where you're going using the same format as we've used previously, and the previous progress reports are available on the website. You want to look at the ones from winter meetings because they're the ones that we put together into a brochure. I would appreciate having it. It makes my job easier in putting them together. And then the updates on the publications to Jennifer, and that'll help us put the whole book together. Okay, that's what I have. And now I'd like to know if there are any issues, various projects that need to be addressed.
I have something that came up at the training. I thought we could talk about at the meeting, but it kind of needs Ken Jones. But Tatiana, maybe you have some input, and that is coordination of dysmorphology and 3D photos at the different sites, which we did talk about somewhat at the site visit. But maybe we could think about how that's going to happen. Cameras moving around with Ken and whatever.
I'm sorry, we're just looking at your boxes.
Do you want me? You want me to talk since I'm the only one on the call?
Yeah. Ken's not
we don't have Ken. I know. That's what I'm. So what I was going to say was we've had some luck in some ways. So we've identified that Claire has a camera of a very similar model in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
and so I think one of the things we're hoping to work out, and until we have our camera, it's hard for us to work with the people at her place. Is can we get her enough access that we wouldn't need to put a camera there, that she'd be able to use that camera?
Right.
We similarly actually talked to the people at 3DMD, and there's actually a camera also already at UCLA. We weren't aware of that. So we've been asking where our camera's located at the sites where we're going to have our sites.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't remember now if Elizabeth knows that or not. I mean, again, we don't know a lot about the model that's sitting there, so we want to get ours. Ours is ordered, and it takes about 4 weeks, and we're 2 weeks into it. So once we have ours, it's much easier to talk to a site about differences, you know, comparison between models. What do they have? What are they going to need?
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually hoping that there's going to be fewer cameras moving around.
That's
the upshot of where I'm going with this whole thing. We're actually hoping that cameras are going to be able to be stable and that we're going to be using fewer of the old cameras than we had thought we were.
Mm-hmm. This is
which I think
happy
me is
keep,
great
we're
news.
Happy to keep our old camera. We know how to use it. It's got a nice house, and so
we'd also love to stick you in a new one too, though. I mean, just because you see a lot of people. I mean, if we were going to keep old ones somewhere, I think we'd be more inclined to do it in sites that are going to see subjects a single time in a small number of subjects. But I just wanted to put that perspective. So part of the reason we haven't been as aggressive about trying to figure out how we would move it around is we're actually hoping that we're not going to need to do it.
Not to have to do it, okay.
Or and certainly not as much.
The other question related to that was, what we have always done is taken the photos on the day of the neurobehavioral testing, which means that the dysmorphology is not necessarily done at the same – well, it's not done at
which
the same time.
Recently.
So
right.
We,
is it usually close in time, or is it typically – I mean, how far apart are they?
It varies. I mean,
we've seen some of it.
It varies. So we've discussed that some of that recently. So the question is, should we – the upshot of doing it with the neurobehavioral testing is you'll get more pictures. The downside is that it's not at the same time as the dysmorphology. We could switch our protocol and do it when they come in for dysmorphology, but you won't get as many.
Are we likely to have very many where there'd be a big lag between them? I mean, do you think that would be typical or a rarity?
One thing I don't know the answer to, and since Ken's not on, I don't know if we're supposed to be having our kids seen again. So if the answer is no, then there will be a big lag.
I'm going to move off the specifics here.
Okay.
I think we really need Ken.
Okay.
Okay.
Answer these.
We could do a separate call, but I think that's actually really important.
Okay.
All right. So the informatics core, Andy, is there anything that could you fill us in on what's going on and where we are?
Yes. We delivered a beta version of the Neurobehavior 2, Phase 2 input tool to Sarah's group on Monday, and we've gotten a round of feedback from them, and we're working on that feedback, and we're working on the code for importing computerized tests with a goal of giving them a second beta version on the 17th. And that's all part of a larger goal of having the complete process of entering data locally and submitting data centrally and being able to query data all by mid-February. Mm-hmm. So we're on track at the moment.
Good, good. Glad to hear that. Andy, I know that you have been busy, so but I think that we're looking forward to the progress report for the that it will include in the upcoming January meeting.
Yeah, sure.
And Tina's away today. She's in Arizona, so can't get anything from her. And Claire, did I hear you join us?
Yes. I'm now here. I had a confusion about the phone call. I thought couldn't tell whether it was today or the 17th at one time, but I finally caught up, thanks to Sarah.
Things are going okay in Atlanta?
Things are going fine. It's just a matter of limping through the IRB process, which should have been finished, but I've gotten no notice.
Okay. And everybody, Claire put on a great meeting a month or so ago. And
thank you.
It was a very well attended and very good.
Well, thank you. And now the flames have receded, so you can pay attention.
Yeah. Are you planning to publish a report of the proceedings?
We are, but, you know, it got to be Thanksgiving and Christmas, so I think we're not going to get the summary done till the end after the first of the year, and then hopefully we'll be able to publish the come up with something to
submit. And for people who recognize the voice, that was Lori Fountain. And I would like to congratulate Lori. As most of you know, Lori's retiring at the end of this month.
Oh, and we're sorry, but I'm happy for her.
Well, she's coming to our meeting anyway. So
good. Great.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Lori. This is Michael.
Yeah. I'm not, Lori. I think it's a great thing. I think you deserve to get out of that place and go out and enjoy yourself.
That's true, too.
Well, you know,
but
there's a little mixed feelings there.
You will be missed.
Especially when it comes to my grantees, you know.
Will be missed, and I can say that I've appreciated all the help you've given me over the years. And who's going to replace you?
I don't know.
Not that you're replaceable, but
I was going to say, you know, I don't think I'm replaceable.
I want to know who I'm going to have to harangue and bother in the future. You know, so.
Well, temporarily you can harangue Susan.
Lori, you've always...
You know how well that's gone so far.
As most of you know, Lori's always been very responsive to any questions that we've had for CFAS. And personally, as an investigator that's several grants with Lori, I mean, she's always been there to answer any questions, to provide guidance, help. So I thank you and enjoy your retirement. But we'll see you in January.
Yes, I'll try to be there.
Okay. Elizabeth Sal, how are things going up at UCLA?
Good. My people were down there getting trained on Sarah's neurobehavioral battery. Here we're working on arranging Catherine Nahr's visit to South Africa. We have some dates set and planned, and her husband, Roger Woods, is also going to be joining her, and we're very lucky because he's kind of a very knowledgeable imaging guy, Roger Woods. So, and then we're going to do some pilot scanning on Catherine here on this 3T magnet that is the same magnet that they have in South Africa. So that's, and you know, we're waiting on IRB. We're actually having a change of magnets here, which is going to shut us down for maybe 3 months, but I'm not sure we would have been all ready to go within the next 3 months anyway. So we should be ready to scan on that magnet around February sometime.
Which is when the neurobehavioral testing is starting too.
Yeah, so the timing may not be so bad for the magnet.
You know Susan Tapert, and she's in South Africa right now.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she and George Fine went, and they're going to be using that same magnet. So I think they're coming back on the 12th, but you might want to give her a call and just get her impressions of how things are
going. Yeah.
Jennifer, you have anything
to add? Not really.
All right, are there any requests or anything other than updates on publications and things?
There are a few abstracts I haven't received, but I think that those are people who are on the call. So. And then I probably in the next couple of weeks I'll send out another request so that I can just get a list of key people who are working on each project so we can create another section on the web page for that.
And Ken's not with us. Bill, how are things going in New Mexico?
They're fine. We're toasted for the year.
Yeah, you're sounding pretty busy, and I understand you guys are really active down there now. Your new director is talking to people here in San Diego about moving there. So.
Really? That's interesting. Anyway, we have our three tribal solutions passed and signed and have copies. We're pending with the UNM IRB and two Indian Health Service IRBs. Hopefully we'll have everything done with that by the end of January. And Alfredo went for training for the first 3 days of this week, and it's a matter of working out the logistics from there.
Did you hear from Alfredo how he felt it went?
Yeah, he went fine, but I do have a question. How come he came back cross-eyed? It went fine.
We work him hard here.
Yeah, he has a lot of information, so he was kind of cross-eyed when he came back. But anyway, now it's just a matter of working out the logistics now.
And Sarah, anything else or more?
No, I think that we're going forward with our trainings and the reliability procedures and then reviewing the input tool that Andy mentioned.
Okay. And Wendy, how are you doing?
Doing just fine.
All right, anything to add? All right, and did Lynn join us? Oh, okay. All right, so people from NIAAA, how are we doing? Any ideas, comments?
I got nothing.
Nothing, all right. Well, Michael, we didn't hear from you.
No comment, except we're in continuing resolution, which is why NIAAA has no comment.
Well, they have comments because I got a new revised budget. So not on the CFAS grant, but on another grant. So we took a bigger hit than we had expected.
Well, you know, at the beginning of the fiscal year when there's the continuing resolution, all of the non-competing grants are reduced by 20%.
20?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, any grant that you have that's coming up for renewal will be reduced by 20%.
And
that's on top of the previous 10, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't...
But that...
Is that just NIAAA?
You get that money back.
NIAAA, but if you get most of it back. The last 2 years, the reduction for the non-competings has been about 2.65%.
Mm-hmm.
And each time, but unfortunately, what they do is they reduce it each year and all of the out years. So every year they reduce it, your out years get reduced again and again.
Right.
So your fifth year is zero, yeah.
By the fifth year, you're down to about 10% reduction or more.
And, all right, well, are there any other comments that anyone, or concerns, issues that need to be brought up?
Ed, we wanted Susan to stay on.
Yes. Susan, I need you to stay on the call for a second, if you can.
Okie dokie.
I have a couple issues I want to talk to you about. All right, well, unless there are any other comments, thank you very much. And forward.
Happy holidays.
Look forward.
Have a lovely holiday. Take care.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.